Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cook and Joe, Ron off today and off all of next week. Jonathan Bumboli of The Trib talking hockey, talking a lot of things. I never know quite where that conversation's going to go. ESPN had the little item here, an AFC East coach saying this about Cam Newton, claiming that Belichick loves Jarrett Stidham. And this is what this anonymous coach said from the AFC East. I think they're going to keep three QBs, use Cam Newton perhaps as the wild card. I actually don't see him starting week one in the offense, the unidentified coach told ESPN in a text message. I know one thing for a fact. The Patriots love Jarrett Stidham. How about that? How about that? What do you make of it? I had Ken Laird on the day this went down, and it was his feeling and mine at the time, like, this is a loud statement on what they really think of Jarrett Stidham. And they must not love him if they're bringing in Cam Newton. This is Cam Newton's team. And part of me still believes that, but Laird threw in this little caveat, and it could absolutely be true that, A, Belichick may be bringing in Cam Newton to showcase him a little bit and trade him, or, B, it's simply a ruse to get that third-round pick back, because that would be the approximate compensation if Newton just stays for a year and leaves as an unrestricted free agent. Maybe he brought in Newton for that reason, what this coach says, is sort of a wild card, maybe as better insurance than Brian Hoyer in case Stidham gets hurt. Now I'm confused on this, though. And I still find it hard to believe that they love Jarrett Stidham. But again, this is a coach in that division. I'm assuming a head coach. So at the very least, it's very interesting to me. And who knows what Belichick is up to? He's not always right. He's not always right, just most of the time. Not always smarter than everybody, just most of the time. A man named Charles has been trying to get a hold of us for a couple days from North Carolina, and Horse tells me that Charles is a big fan of the show, so now I'm very curious, and I'm always up for some flattery. How are you, Charles?
I'm doing fine, Joe. I hope you're doing well.
Very well. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you. You and Ron, not being there today. I suffered an aorta artery dissection, which basically means, fancy saying, that I had a hole pop out, blow out of my artery 3 inches from my heart, my aorta, and only one in a million approximately lived from that. You died within 5 minutes. And in my recovery of that, being so graced that I was able to be that one that lived, I've listened to you a long time, but I had time to lay in my rehabilitation and then working my way back up, that you guys got me through the rehabilitation and so forth, and I enjoyed you before, but it really meant a lot to me. Ron, because I'm 70, but I grew up in Pittsburgh. And sports was my whole history back there. But I became really inundated in the basketball scene and professional when the ABA started. And so I got to know also, you know, people like Connie Hawkins and so forth. And Connie was my hero. And he was Dr. J before Dr. J was Dr. J. But
he sure was.
And playing at Buffalo, Matt, I taught Mac how to play tennis. He asked me one day, he said, well, he used my nickname back then, but he said, you got to show me how to play tennis. And his best friend and was also my best friend in Greensboro, North Carolina. He went to Smith High School. And then he went to North Carolina for 1 year after junior college, and he finally got to North Carolina. He was the first one to leave early, I believe, and went to Buffalo. And but you know all this. He led the league in scoring in the first 3 years, I believe. And then the story was that when he went, he called several of us around Christmas in the middle of the season when he was traded finally to the Detroit Pistons. And they had a lousy team, and he would say the coach would call a play, but we'd all look at each other and sort of wink and know that we couldn't run the play; it wouldn't work. And the coach got fired at the end of the year, and that was Dick Vitale. And best thing for Dick, because he got on with the station that started a few months earlier called ESPN, and it was a fun
yeah. I think
story.
That was a pretty good. I think that was a pretty good career move for him. Well, first of all, my God, what a harrowing story, Charles. I'm glad that you're well. Are you well on your way to recovery here? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I was sports oriented, so I was in fairly good shape, not overweight and so forth. And they said probably I'm small, I'm 5'10", but I played a lot of basketball. Not on the high. I was a very good YMCA player, let's put it that way. But I got to know a lot in the ABA because of the Carolina Cougars. And because of the Cougars, I got to meet a lot of good friends. But in college, I think you might remember, it's probably a little younger for you, but ML Carr and Lloyd Free I took classes with. They went to Guilford.
Oh, my God, yes. World B. Free, he eventually became. I'm really glad that you called, Charles. I'm glad that you called. Connie Hawkins is a legend. And not only were you one in a million to recover from your medical episode, you could also lay claim to being the only person on earth that Ron Cook has ever cheered up. So thank you for the call.
Well, you cheered me up too.
I'm glad. I'm glad, man. I'm glad you're doing well. Thank you.
I'm doing fine. May God bless you. And I hope you have a great day. Tell Horse there that I appreciated his getting to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Be well.
Bye-bye.
All right. Horse. Now, first of all, how about the fact that your nickname has taken off? I mean, the Washington football team is going in one direction. You're going in the other. The Horse nickname has become, I think, almost international at this point. You? Are you honored?
I like it. But, I got a call off the air. Remember when I said something about Redskin potatoes kind of jokingly? And this guy said, why don't they just keep the name Washington Redskins and just change the logo to a potato?
That would be interesting. That would be interesting. How about that guy? How about that? One in a million for his medical episode, and Ron cheered him up. That was incredible, by the way. Charles from North Carolina.
Charles is a good man.
Good for him. Good for him. And I think he had been trying to get a hold of us for a bit, hadn't he, to tell the story?
Yeah, he had. And it just timing was not good, and then it just worked out that we could get him on today. So I'm glad he called.
Greg Doyle is a columnist in Indianapolis, I think he's based. His column, this one, appeared in USA Today. That's where I read it. And for reasons unbeknownst to me, if I read his lead out loud here, people are going to become angry, and I don't know why. I just thought this was really well written by Greg Doyle. I did. So I'm going to read this to you as we head toward the 1 o'clock hour, and Jonathan Bomboli from the Trib at the top of the hour talking a little hockey, a little of everything. This is Greg Doyle, and I quote, until we get a vaccination for the coronavirus, you're the best hope we got. Yes, you. And you, and you, also you, and me. Want to beat this thing? Want to weaken its spread, strengthen our economy? Let's get down to brass tacks. Do you want football in the fall? Wear a mask. Apparently, people have reasons for not wearing a mask, Doyle continues, for being offended at the very idea that businesses and restaurants and some state governments mandate the wearing of masks. I'm wondering if those reasons, whatever they are, trump mine. I don't want people to die, Doyle writes. I don't want my dad, older and coming off heart surgery and living in Central Florida, coronavirus hotspot, to die. I don't want my mom, older and with her own medical story and living in South Carolina, a coronavirus hotspot, to die. The virus is a killer. The best two ways to slow its spread from everything we know are these: social distancing and masks. And he finishes this way: but a loss, go to a store, Kroger, Walmart, the gas station, go to a dentist's office, sit in the waiting room. Notice all the people who aren't wearing masks. How many of them have the virus but don't know? The part that really, I just think that's powerful and very well written. And the part that really I can't wrap my mind around is why that would make anybody angry. Why would that make you angry? From everything we know, as he writes, most of the experts, I would say, most people who have dedicated their lives to infectious diseases, the nature of, the spread of, how to combat things like that, would tell you that masks at least do some good. If they're right, then you could be saving somebody's life, maybe your own, more likely somebody else's, or at least saving them some suffering. We've seen in a lot of young people some suffering, if not major losses of life among young people, although we saw a 21-year-old kid from Penn State pass away due to this, I think it was yesterday or the day before. So if all those people who have dedicated their lives to this are right, then you could be helping somebody else for sure, saving somebody else some suffering or worse. If they're all wrong, if they're completely wrong, have no idea what they're talking about, what have I lost by wearing a mask? What have I actually lost? That's the question I'm pondering. And for the stick to sports crowd, I would say again, do you want football in the fall? Do you want baseball in a month? Less. You want hockey? What do you have to lose? I don't understand it. Going to lose some face? Literally? For some of us, that's actually a good thing. The one really good thing about masks is that nobody, the best part of my face, and it's not all that good, is probably my eyes, and that's all you can see. It's actually a plus for a lot of people. But I just don't get it. Like, you want sports to come back so badly, then when you're in a grocery store or a dentist's office, why wouldn't you? It just baffles me beyond belief. Anyway, can read that entire column, Greg Doyle, USA Today. Coming up, Jonathan Bomboli talking about everything that's happening in the world of sports, notably hockey. He's a hockey guy, but our conversations have taken some very, very strange turns over the years, which is really why I wanted to have him on today. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. The sun is shining, and that means great June deals and incentives. Visit their showroom or go to sunchevy.com. It's brutally hot outside today. It's in the mid-90s, and it's going to be that way tomorrow. Sunny and really hot. It's Cookin' Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.